Nolte, Hugh Hewitt abuses Bible to hurl false accusation at Covington kids. By John Nolte on January 21, 2019. The Covington High School kids did nothing wrong. Nothing. They are victims, victims of the worst media hoax since, well, Thursday's media hoax and, good-naturedly, held their ground while being taunted by an aggressive left-wing agitator beating a drum. They sought to de-escalate the situation, even after a gang of left-wing protesters hurled homophobic and racist smears. No one should be anything but proud of these young men. They met hostility with good cheer and the kind of firmness that says, "You will not bully me, and I will not be provoked." These kids represent the best of Christianity, and on this Martin Luther King Day, represent King's own example of nonviolent resistance. That is not my opinion. That is the objective opinion. And let's not forget that they are kids and that the drummer and the black Hebrew Israelites taunting them were the adults. Let's not forget that it was the so-called adults who invaded the space of kids who were minding their own business. Naturally, though, the establishment media are determined to demonize anyone who dares to be a Trump supporter. So these MAGA hat-wearing Christians never had a chance. And so, while wielding that American Indian agitator's proven lies and selectively edited video, the media smeared the boys as racists, as modern-day Klansmen, publicly threatening them with expulsion, violence, and doxing. For 24 hours, the media made a deliberate attempt to destroy the lives of innocent kids based solely on the color of their skin and political beliefs. What has been especially contemptible, though, are these go-along-to-get-along conservatives, those more interested in the good opinion of the establishment media than truth. Without having all the facts, a countless number of media suck-ups gleefully signaled their own virtue and joined the media to pile on to destroy high school boys. Yippee. Yahoo. Wowzee. Aren't we virtuous? Aren't we the cool kids? Aren't we so much better than those racist, red-hatted MAGA creeps who practically lynched an Indian? Wooey. Yezaru. I feel so good about myself. Joining this club is conservative talk radio's Hugh Hewitt, who is also an NBC News analyst. But even after it was obvious the kids had been smeared by fake news and never Trump's malignant pile of Vichy Republicans, Hewitt still falsely accused them of wrongdoing, using nothing less than a Bible verse. Proverbs 15:1 reads, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger," which means this is Hewitt using the Bible to smear kids who did nothing wrong in the face of despicable provocation. There were no harsh words from the Covington kids. The only harsh words came from the black Hebrew Israelites, the ones hurling homophobia and the N-word. 1:18, calling them young Klansmen, 1:20 and 57 seconds. You know, the ones no one wants to discuss because that would require moral courage. And who exactly are these Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation something-somethings about whom Hewitt wants to lecture these teens regarding respect, forgiveness, courtesy? Lecture who? How about a lecture for the black Hebrew Israelites or the provocateur with the drum or the national media attempting to publicly destroy the lives of kids based solely on the color of their skin, their politics, and religious convictions? There is a massive pile of bad behavior and harsh words in that 100-minute video, none of it coming from these kids. Man alive, these are kids we're talking about, and I would love to know what biblical good comes from a public admonishment that puts you on the side of the mob. Breitbart News has requested a comment from Hugh Hewitt. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.